Another thing that I hadn't seen too much of down here is those bugs that come light up at night.
Lightning bugs. We used to have them here, and we children would play at night and catch them things.
Yeah, me too.
But hardly ever in the world see one anymore. I reckon it's praying the insect, praying for insects in our crops and all. They would go in and light in there for the daytime, stay in a pea patch or whatever it might be, you know, and the spraying and dusting, I reckon, has helped to eliminate those fellas. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
We used to have them here.
Have you heard the mosquito hawk call anything else we were watching the other day?
No, that's all I've ever heard him call.
Okay.
I reckon
what different kinds of stinging insects do you have around?
Oh, we have wasps. Bumblebees, yellow jackets, little dog right there, he learned what bumblebee was when they was wiping me cleaning out right down there, and she come tearing out there, she said there's a snake or something down here, and so I rushed right on down to see about it. I said, yeah, it's a snake, there's a bumblebee nest there, down in a hole about that big around, and they had a big nest in there. Well, I said, I'll get rid of
yellow jacket
right now. So I got me some dry straw and one thing or other. And I just got my pitchfork, threw it on there, and threw kerosene on the straw and set it afire. Well, if they'd come out, it'd burn them up, don't you know. And I got rid of most of them. Of course, it was some out feeding that I didn't get.
There's a bumblebee nest.
So I went down there one day, and I had my spray can, a hot shot. I just sat down there, and he wanted to come around, I had to give him a squirt, and that was the end of him. And he got busy and didn't mind, man. He got down there, and one got him. Oh, if ever you heard a little fella cry, he cried. He was running, and he come running back out, run to my wife, limping, you know. And
teaching to be nosy, huh? Teaching to be nosy, huh?
I told him, I said, boy, I told you to stay out of there, but I had to rub an alcohol. Put a good application of that out there. He got all down there pretty soon. He wouldn't go back down there.
And he got
did that.
He got down in one shot.
Like a big nest, about five.
He was going to see them, and be careful when you find them. Or he'll knock you down when he hits you.
Really?
Yeah, you know, most always, if he gets a chance, he'll hit you right there.
Or what?
Yeah, and when he hits you, he's big enough to see he's about that long.
That old one.
And you know you're pretty well hit, you're strong too. You better, the first thing I would do if I got strong like that, I'd get to a doctor as quick as I could.
Oh yeah, fast. Be careful when you find them there. They affect me for he walks you down when he walks
right. Now I got to do something.
Most always, if he gets a chance, he'll hit you right there.
I know I was in an orange grove with my old
and when he hits you, he's big enough to see. He's about that long.
Grapefruit.
You know the pretty well hit you strong too.
All I want now, I said, oh, I'd love
better
to get this big one here, the big one here.
The first thing I would do if I got a strong like that, I'd get him to the doctor as quick as I could.
Red dot of ass got me. Doctor, have you got anything with you? I got to do something now pretty quick.
I got to do something pretty quick.
He just grabbed his little pill bag there and he come out with a needle.
I know I was in an orange grove.
The bottle and
Dr. Friend
stuck it right back in right where that wall stung.
He said, Elmer, we have all this.
Well, up there?
All right,
I wonder what he used.
It's some kind of acid. I don't know what they use for wasp bites and bee stings and all that kind of stuff.
Red wall,